local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Only the best for you, Acra Automotive, with our halftime report. 44-44, Triton Central and Hauser at the break. Johnny McCurry joined by Jason Parker. And again, we thought a lot of points could happen. Got to shoot well. Well, the teams have done that.
Yeah, very efficient shooting by both teams. Hauser at 55% and Triton Central 52%. So both teams shooting it well.
Individual scoring first for Triton Central, being led by Wyatt Fellings, 19 points. David Steele in double figures with 12. 7 from Eric Heboff, and 2 apiece by Luke Sanders, Josh Kemper, and Zach Martin. For the Hauser Jets, 5 players have scored, 3 in double figures, including Jackson Paradise with 13, 10 apiece from Will Trotter. Trotter has 3 three-point field goals, and 10 from Trey Johnson, 8 in the first half by Sean Miller, and a three-point field goal off the bench provided by Austin Chambers. It was Triton Central by 1, 23-22 at the end of 1, and at halftime, we're deadlocked at 44.
Yeah, Hauser in that first half, 55% from the field, 16 of 29, 5 of 12 behind the arc, 42%, 3 of those 5 coming from Will Trotter, 12 rebounds, 3 offensive, 8 assists, and 5 first half turnovers for the Jets. Triton Central, 16 of 31 for 52%, 2 of 7 behind the arc, 1 by Heboff and 1 by Felling, 11 rebounds, 2 offensive, 7 assists, 4 first half turnovers for Triton Central. Individual leaders for Hauser in the rebounding column, Trey Johnson leading all rebounders tonight with 6 at the half, Sean Miller with 3, and for Triton Central, Martin with 3, Steele, Kemper, and Felling each with 2. And in the assist column at halftime for Triton, Heboff leads the way with 4.
Acra Automotive with our halftime report. 44-44, Triton and Hauser at the break on Giant FM Sports.
When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
McKay Manor is the finest independent living retirement community in Shelby County with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and older. McKay Manor currently has 1- and 2-bedroom studio apartments available. It is pet-friendly. McKay Manor offers 5-star dining and a full calendar of creative programs and outings. For more information or to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Inside Story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker in Triton Central, where the Tigers are in a tight one with Hauser tied at 44 at the break. We head southeast on Thursday night, final game of our broadcast regular season. Road trip to Batesville. Bulldogs, who come off a 20-point win at Rushville last night, will take on a Shelbyville Golden Bears team who, Jason, they're capable. You're just not sure how many consecutive days they're capable going into the postseason.
Well, I think it's very important that Shelbyville builds off their win last Saturday against Morristown, goes down to Batesville, takes care of business, and heads into next week's sectional on a two-game winning streak. Columbus North is going to be a very difficult team to play. You don't want to come into that game lacking any type of confidence. I think it's big Thursday night that Shelbyville get a win.
Bears and Batesville, 7 o'clock, our broadcast coverage, another senior night. And then Friday on 106.3 FM and available online at realradioonline.com. New Pal at home will take on Greenwood to finish off the season. We're tied at 44, Jets and Tigers, with the third period coming up here on Giant FM Sports.
Red Tenderloin Sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Final seconds of our Acra Automotive halftime report. And the final seconds include the Hauser Jets coming on the court for the second half.
An extended halftime locker room speech by the coaching staff of Hauser. We were well under a minute before the first Hauser Jet appeared out of the locker room, and the rest followed, and they are out here now and ready to go as the third quarter's about to get underway.
Game tied at 44. Triton Central with Steele, Heboff, Martin, Felling, and Sanders.
When you shoot 55% in the first half, you think we don't need to blow that up by warming up. Let's just go back out there and hope it continues.
Defensively, Hauser will start the half with its front five: Miller, Thalls, Paradise, Trotter, and Johnson. 44-44. High-scoring first half. Yep. Let's see if the pace can continue. Steele holding on the right side for Triton Central. Heboff looking for a Felling backdoor. Doesn't develop, and then Heboff will just drive it around two different defenders, beat Johnson to the rim, and score.
Yeah, great patience that time. Heboff ran through the set, wasn't there, and then he just circled around and made a nice individual play to get it up over Johnson.
Trotter holding above the arc. He had three threes in the first half. Gives it up in the corner for Paradise. Johnson posting the shorter Martin. Miller up front. Picks up the dribble and gives for Paradise. Miller again holding. Paradise now on the right wing. Bounce pass. High post catch for Johnson. Dribble drive baseline. Falls away on the runner and missed it.
His first miss tonight, 4-for-4 in the first half.
Heave off into the paint. Sanders, an open catch and shoot. Will not go. And it hit the support going out of bounds. Triton Central gets Speedway. Final conference game and the final game of the year Friday. Hauser will finish with Rising Sun. Here's Trotter in the corner. Around the horn it comes Paradise. Posting Sean Miller. Jump hook in the paint. Good for two. Miller joining a host of players in double figures with 10. 46-46. Baseline drive. Ball knocked down and stolen away by Miller. A long look ahead to Paradise. He'll drive. Take it right at Martin and bank it up and in. Paradise with 15. 48-46. Hauser. Heboff into the front court. For Steele, driving, scooping, not getting the roll. Tap up, no. Defensive rebound, Trotter. Hauser by two with possession. Miller, top of the key, Trotter. Miller will put it on the floor. Split defenders run right into Martin, and an offensive foul on Miller.
Number three on Miller.
Offensive foul.
Took Martin a moment to fall down and got the whistle. First foul, second half.
Hauser fans asking the officials to get in the game. Mentally, I'm sure.
Felling up top, a screen from Martin. High arcing 16-footer missed. Steal the rebound. Hanging in the air, double clutched around the defender and put it in.
Hanging is the right word. I don't know how he didn't come down. He was able to get it up, though.
Felling a near steal out front. In the corner, Trotter, a three, short. Rebound off a couple of Triton Central hands. Trotter gets it in the paint to Johnson. Not able to finish. Tip up, Trotter missed as well. Rebound, Felling. Felling to push front court. Leaves it behind for Sanders. He'll drive to the rim. Finish with the left hand. Sanders has four. 50-48. Triton regains the lead by two. Miller, little pick and roll action, and the pass off Miller's hands. He had to jump out of bounds to save it, and he could not.
Well, Miller bobbled it. Should have caught the pass, but his bobble made it go out of bounds, and as he tried to save it, stepped on the inline.
Walking it up into the front court is Heboff. He'll give way to Martin, and now Steele on the wing. Martin releases, catches, lays it in, and Hauser asleep defensively down low.
Nice pass by Steele.
Zach Martin's second field goal, 52-48 Triton. Here's Trotter driving, beating Steele, and a circus shot. Double pump, underhanded scoop. Good for two.
That won't even look good on the tape, but it went in.
52-50. Felling, free throw line, good on the jumper. And these teams just keep playing a game at the park right now. 54-50 Triton Central. Trotter handing for Thalls. Paradise. Left corner, Trotter backing his way in. Felling helps side defense, stripped it loose. Felling has a two-on-one. He'll stop at the elbow, hit the jump shot. There's a lost art.
Yeah, that was smooth. Nice-looking shot.
Timeout. Nate Kangany not happy about a non-call from before. Felt that Felling should have been whistled for a foul. 4:04 to go in the third. And a 56-50 Triton Central advantage. Our high school basketball is being brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference. BP Dock Shop, home of the best tenderloin in Shelbyville. By Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeVon. Good government through fiscal responsibility. And by Clark Orthodontics. Great orthodontics, terrific smiles. Clark Orthodontics in Shelbyville. 4:04 left to go in the third. Triton Central now with a six-point lead. Hauser bringing the ball length of the court. No changes in personnel. Trotter on the dribble front court for Paradise. Miller out on the perimeter. He'll bring it cross court for Thalls. Now Miller out front. Down low, Johnson got a one-on-one set against the zone and able to score over Martin.
Yeah, good patience there by Johnson, realizing obviously he has the size, and went back to that little left-handed shot down low and made it.
56-52, the Triton lead. Felling holding on the right wing. Screen from Martin. Backing off and getting a little bit of a push is Wyatt Felling, and then Felling ran right at the defender with the dribble and then is called for the offensive foul.
Well, I've kind of got to go with the Hauser bench that time. Felling did extend that left arm the first time, no call. But then as he went back at him, they did, both officials were quick to give Felling the offensive foul the second time.
His third personal, team foul one. Hauser down four with possession. Falls. Miller, left corner, Trotter. Trotter will dribble it up onto the wing, give it to Trey Johnson. Not his shot beyond the arc. Paradise, though, will shoot from 18 and hit.
He's been on all night. He's only missed one.
He has 17.
Yep.
56-54. Triton now by two. Just under 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Third period.
Good answer here. Four in a row by Hauser. Triton up six with the ball, not able to extend it.
Heboff just short on a three. Rebound on the floor. Martin had it, lost it, got it back, and Perry Nash getting a timeout. And Martin with a little extracurricular, and I think he caught Johnson, and Hauser's having to pull Johnson away and maintain his cool. Timeout on the floor comes at a good time.
Yeah.
2:41 to go in the third. The officials now are in a conference. Let's see if maybe they spotted something.
Who do you have on the shot there that Martin came up with that rebound? Do you remember?
T-ball.
Yep. Was it a?
Oh, a three. Zach Martin talking with the official, but no extra call or no dead ball call forthcoming.
Well, Johnson has him. Well, not a cut, but definitely a severe mark under his right eye.
Inbounding Heboff to Steele. Fall away. Baseline jumper hit the side of the backboard. Here comes Paradise. Driving on Sanders. Coast to coast. Double pump. Off the glass for two. Jackson Paradise adding a degree of difficulty and going to the line for a three-point opportunity. Sanders committing his third foul. Paradise looking for the lead with a free throw make here. He connects. Substitution, Kemper in. Sanders will take his three fouls down to the bench. Hauser on top by a single point, 57-56 in a game of runs. Somebody will score 6-8, and then the other team will answer. Kemper on the perimeter, felling to the basketball, being tracked by Trotter. Zach Martin puts it on the floor, got airborne and traveled. Just tried to do a little too much that time. 2:19 to go in the third. And Hauser, the first time in a little while, a chance to try and build on a lead. With it is Miller, driving from the free throw line, took contact, falling backwards, bucket went in, and a blocking foul underneath, another three-point chance coming for Hauser.
Yeah, nice set play there by Hauser, getting Miller the ball at the top, the elbow, and he just went around the horn there, took contact, got it up, big 6'4 Miller, nice finish.
Second foul on Zach Martin. Miller to the line. Short. Rebound, Hebaugh. Miller has 12. 59-56, the Hauser lead now at 3. Hebaugh crosses over, left hand to right hand, drives on calls, double pump, off the glass, count it with a foul. And just when you think, okay, he's going to toss it to Felling, who's stepping top of the key, Hebaugh cradles it and takes it in for the bucket.
Yeah, Hebaugh made the right move there. A lot of attention went towards Felling, and Hebaugh got a step on his guy and was able to take it in with contact and finish. Shows the strength of Hebaugh.
Martin will exit as Trey Johnson comes back in for Hauser.
Might be smart. I don't know if it's on purpose, but probably not a bad move.
Hebaugh missed the free throw. 59-58. Hauser by a point. Up court. Quick look right side. Paradise. Swift.
I'm telling you, he's in an offensive zone tonight. And they're starting to look for him.
For the Tigers, number 30, Caleb Anderson, a 6-foot sophomore, had just checked in. And Perry Nash has the ear of his team right now because basically, they were back defensively and just didn't bother to find Paradise.
Yeah, it's about a 12-2 run here by Hauser. Triton Central was up 56-50. Jackson Paradise, 10 of 11 from the field tonight.
16, 17, 23 points now for Paradise. He's tied Felling for game-high honors. Triton Central with Kemper and Anderson. Felling, Steele, and Hebaugh on the floor. Hauser breaks huddle with Miller, Paradise, Thalls, Johnson, and Trotter. Minute 45 left to go in the third. Getting a pretty good show tonight in Fairland.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Kemper, right corner, Anderson. One cutter through. Felling cuts through. Now Heboff out front. Heboff across over to the left hand. Puts it on the floor. Splits defenders. Drops it underneath. And David Steele lays it in.
Great offensive play by Heboff. Nice pass. Steele, right place, right time.
62-60. Hauser with the ball up to final 70 seconds of the period. Here's Trotter beyond the arc. Paradise, another three. Not this time. Rebound collected by Anderson. Tigers down two, final minute.
Paradise missed it, but if you're Triton, you can't leave him open.
Heboff put it on the floor, tried to drive, dribble knocked away. It'll stay Triton Central ball. Inbounding, Felling. Step back off the dribble, into the paint, spin, lefty layup, good.
That's vintage Wyatt Felling right there. Nice individual move. A spin in the left-handed layup.
Game tied at 62, final 40 seconds of the period. Three, left side, Trotter. Rims out long, rebound Heboff. Heboff finds a Kemper running at the block by Miller, who recovered defensively. Trotter into the front court with 25. Trotter with it, center circle. Defended there by Steele with 17 on the clock. Catch high post, back to the basket, Miller. And he'll wait on Trotter to come back to it with 9. Now Miller with the catch, dribbling his way, splitting defenders and taking a foul before or after the shot.
On the floor, it looks like, is the call. It's probably the right call.
Caleb Anderson on the foul.
Nope, they're giving him 2.
Team foul 4 on Triton Central. At the line, Hauser's Sean Miller. 2 for 4. Made his first 2, and now with that miss, has missed 3 in a row.
A lot of people in the stands watching their phones. IU Purdue. Late second half, Hoosiers 38, Purdue 37. A defensive struggle down at Assembly
Hall. I'm sure that's what it is. Free throw missed again, and now Miller on a bad streak of 4 in a row. Tigers with a long shot, just short off the rim and glass as time expires. We go to the fourth in a game tied at 62. Tigers and Jets on Giant FM Sports.
I think now's a good time to make an announcement.
Now's the time to shop Acra Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acra has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality, pre-owned, certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acra Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acra.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? And by Shelby County Drug Free Coalition. Your ideas are resources, solutions that work. 62-62, Hauser and Triton Central. Jets basketball to open the fourth period, and Trotter stop and go, split two defenders up front, but way too hard on the layup attempt, and the rebound out of bounds goes to Triton Central.
I like the idea of that set play out of the timeout, but Trotter just not very good execution.
Heboff out front. Felling comes to the ball, being tracked by Trotter as he has much of the night. Off the dribble from the left elbow, Wyatt Felling.
That's fun to watch. He's 4 for his last 4, and they've all been individually manufactured.
Triton on top by 2, early going of the fourth period. Falls. Austin Cord, number 22, back in the game. Here's Trotter for Johnson, left alone top of the key. Thalls will dribble into a 15-footer and knock it down from the free throw line. Brock Thalls averaging a little better than three a game. That's his first two of the night, 64-64. Triton front court. Felling gives it up, gets it back. Long three, good. That's only his second three,
yeah,
but the first one was on his first shot of the game.
That's great understanding by Steele of knowing where Felling needs the ball. He got it right back to him, and he had an open look for a three. Nice teamwork there by Steele.
67-64, Triton Central. Here's Cord driving hard. The kick for a wide-open three. Trotter connects. 67-67. 6:28 left to go in the fourth, and Heboff coast to coast, but missed the layup. Johnson the board. Hauser the possession in the tie ball game. Into the corner, Paradise drives around a man. Floater, baseline, good. Jackson Paradise with 25.
It's good offense tonight for sure.
69-67, the Hauser lead. Zach Martin picked up the ball, needed help. Sanders came to him. Now Heboff around a screen, bobbled the dribble, got it back. Kick out to Sanders. Missed the three. Rebound, Steele. Throws it to Felling. A jump hook off the block. Good for two. How many release points does he have? 69 all. 5:40 left in regulation. Falls around a screen. Johnson will drive. Runner way too high and hard off the glass. Rebound Sanders. Looking up court. Steele ahead of the pack. Heboff found it. David Steele with 18 points. Triton regains the lead, 71-69. On the left wing, Thalls, a screen from Johnson. Ball around the horn to Trotter. Trotter in the post. Johnson backing his way in. Sanders, the help side defense, knocked it loose. Felling will come front court into the paint. Switches to the left hand and puts it in.
Wow.
Felling, if he releases that with the right hand, Trey Johnson blocks it with his forehead. So he goes to the left and banks it in up above the square.
In midair, he goes to the left. Outstanding individual play. You're not going to see anything better from a high school athlete than that shot right there. That was just pretty.
Timeout on the floor. 4:58 left to go in the fourth on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard. Triton Central, 73. Hauser, 69.
Breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, fourth period continues here at Triton Central. And Sean Miller with a 15-foot jumper for two brings Hauser back within two. Tigers try a quick answer from three off the mark. Hauser with the rebound, now in the front court. Has a chance to tie with a two, take the lead with a three, and Trotter's going for the lead. No good on a three. Rebound, long arms of Felling, able to snatch it down. Felling will drive into the paint, use the off arm to kind of ward away Trotter with a arm up in the chest area. The left-handed shot, though, is blocked away out of bounds. Inbounding, Steele leans through the defender and forced it up with the right hand for two.
Yeah, Steele has played an absolutely perfect game tonight. Three offensive rebounds, a couple of assists, and big-time offensive production.
75-71, Triton Central. Paradise, a 15-footer, contested, left it short. Fight for the rebound, and I think they're going to catch Johnson knocking Martin down. Hauser foul. For Trey Johnson, that's number two. Only the third foul on the Jets here in the half with 3:54 to play. 75-71, the Triton Central lead, and the Tigers with possession. Heboff dribbling out front, giving to Martin. Now Steele. Double screen, bad pass out front intended for Felling, easily stolen by Trotter. He'll cross over between defenders, left to right in front of the rim. Will Trotter for two. 75-73, Triton Central, 3:27 left in this one. Here's Martin. Catch on the perimeter, Sanders. Now Felling. Felling a step back, off the dribble, good from 17. He's connecting on everything now, 13 in the fourth. 77-73, the Triton Central lead. Trotter front court. Here's Thalls. Goes away from a ball screen. Takes some contact. Layup no good, but he'll go to the line.
And I know if you get a little bit of contact, you're going down to try to draw that offensive foul on Felling, but you really can't do that because then what happens is you allow Felling a wide open 16-17 footer. He's going to knock that down a lot. You've just got to stay with him and not try to draw the foul.
Foul on Heboff, his second. Team foul, five. And the first free throw from Thalls is no good. Brock Thalls, only a 56% shooter at the line. Second free throw is good. His third point of the night. 77-74, the Triton Central lead at three. 3 minutes left in regulation. Timeout, Perry Nash and Triton Central. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:54 left to go. Triton Central with the ball, up three on Giant FM Sports.
The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
2 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the fourth. Triton Central 77, Hauser 74. For both of these teams, granted it's the other team's defense will be a factor as well, but if they go into the postseason making shots like this, they could have a very interesting opening night.
Yeah, and I think for especially Triton Central, it's going to take a 77-point night to be able to upset Howe, and I don't know if they'll be able to do that against Howe's defense, but it'll take something like that for sure.
Triton Central this year scored 77 in a win over Waldron on November 30th. They scored 86 down at the Lawrenceburg tournament, and they had 101 against Math and Science that day that Felling scored 51. Tiger ball inbounding from the sideline. Holding is Steele on the right sideline. Now Felling up between the circles. He'll cross over, left hand, right hand to the rim. Not quite able to finish, but a foul will put him at the line.
Foul called the Jets for the 42.
And it's on Trey Johnson. That'll be his third, the team's fourth. Felling at the stripe where it's been a relatively quiet night for him. Only four attempts. Here's the fifth, and he's connected on all of them. There are some games, that math and science game, the best example, where Felling set the record for free throws in a game for Triton Central. He makes them both. Triton Central, 79-74 in the clock. Soon going to be a factor with 2.5 to go. Trotter, a handoff from Miller. Back out to Miller up top. Now Falls. Falls holding high on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Left hand takes contact. Whirls it up to the rim. It does not go, but a foul call puts him at the line.
Falls is getting to the line. Now he just needs to connect here and not knock down two.
That foul on Luke Sanders is number four. And the team sixth. Falls to the line. 1 for 2 here in this period. Makes the first. Again, just a 56% shooter. 79-75, the Triton Central lead. Falls second shot around and falls in.
Falls converts two.
brings it back to a one-possession game with 2:19 to play. Heboff at the point for Triton Central. Felling trying to break free, does, and has it up top. Felling, stop and go, into the paint, beats the second defender, the layup will go, steal the rebound and put back.
David Steele
with 22, 81-76, under 2 minutes to play. Trotter, step back, defender didn't close out, but the shot is missed. Steele the rebound, and now Triton Central with a two-possession lead and the basketball. Heboff, out front, Martin. Right side, Steele. Hauser may have to ramp it up a bit in their man-to-man. Yeah. Trotter dealing with Felling out front. Down to 90 seconds. Felling will drive, take some contact from Trotter, and fouled on the floor. Should be team foul 5. I don't think free throws coming in here. It'll be an out-of-bounds play. Second on Trotter. Fifth on the Jets. Hauser substitution as Trey Johnson will come out, and Chambers, who offers a perimeter jump shot and the ability to chase, is in there for Hauser. Heboff inbounding, and a timeout from Perry Nash as it was getting dangerously close to a 5-second call. 1:27 left to go in the fourth, and a full timeout taken by Triton Central. Thursday night, we are in Batesville. Bulldogs, Shelbyville Golden Bears. Accounting for senior night, look for coverage at about 7:15 on Thursday. Same situation coming your way on Friday night. New Powell will be at home and will take on Greenwood Friday on 106.3 FM and online at realradioonline.com. If you're Hauser, how long can you try to defend this, assuming that Triton Central wants to run clock?
Well, I think if it gets out of Felling's hands, you probably are have a guy or two in mind that you might foul. You've got to play really good defense, try to get a steal off that inbounds pass, but you absolutely do not want to foul Felling if you can help it. I think there's still enough time. If you get the right matchup, maybe you commit a foul if everybody's on the same page with that. But right now they've got to come up with a steal, and if Triton puts up a shot, Hauser has to rebound the ball. Steal with 3 offensive rebounds in the second half for Triton Central.
If you can force the ball to Zach Martin, he's the one you want to foul. Yep. At 48%. Heboff running out of time, lofts it up to the top of the defense and caught there by Steele. Yeah. Well, he is fouled immediately.
And Steele is obviously someone that Hauser wanted to foul. Once he caught it, the sideline quickly, well, there's
team foul 6, yep, so one more
to go. Not to the line, so we'll see if that was just a foul to get them in position. Probably was.
Sideline inbounds now, Felling to Sanders. Sanders got to watch the double team, spins and gives to Felling. Felling will dribble off a couple of defenders, go baseline, and falling down all the way, a push and a foul on Trotter, and Nate Kangany is furious from the far sideline.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good defense by Trotter. Felling falling forward. Trotter just trying to give ground a little bit, really. But Felling putting pressure on the defense, and sometimes you're going to get the call, and he gets it here, and not the situation you want if you're Hauser.
Third foul on Trotter. Hauser with changes. Johnson, Falls, and Jackson Paradise back on the floor for offensive purposes as Felling goes to the line. And two big free throws, he could make it a 3-possession game. Felling 6 of 6 tonight, 89% on the season. Free throw, no good. Oh. Missed the front end. Hauser the rebound within 5. Trotter around a screen from Johnson. Will drive it all the way to the rim. Will Trotter for 2. Quick timeout by the Hauser bench.
He didn't even give me time. Absolutely the best thing to do right there was take it to the rim. Trotter had an opening and was able to finish. Perfect scenario there. You get a Felling miss. You get the rebound. And then you get a quick 2. Still 1:08 on the clock. And Hauser's only down 3.
Zach Martin, if looking at the guys seated right now in the Triton Central huddle, will be in the game coming out of the timeout. if you're Hauser this next inbounds, if Martin's in the backcourt, wouldn't you just leave him as open as you can and then try to catch him?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
48% shooter. When you take a look at the rest of the Triton Central shooters at the line, Kibov 77, Sanders 64, Felling 89, and Steele 79.
But with a minute 8 left, I don't know that I'm automatically going to give up two free shots at the basket or one in bonus. If it comes to Martin through the course of 15 or 20 seconds, yes. But I think you want to play it straight up with a minute 8 to go, only down 3. I don't think you want to send even a bad free throw shooter to the line and give Triton Central an opportunity here.
108 left. Possession arrow favors Triton Central. Both teams are currently in the one and bonus. Triton Central coming length of the court against what looks to be a diamond and one press. Trotter on the point. Felling tries to come to the ball. It ends up in Steele's hands. The trap guides Steele to the sideline where he beats three different defenders. May have gotten away with a double dribble. Finds Felling, and Felling to the rim. Blocked from behind, a foul call will put him at the line, and Triton only takes 8 seconds off the clock attacking after beating the press.
I don't think anybody in this gym saw Steele double dribble there, but he did. He changed hands, and I don't think anybody really saw that. They get away with it, Felling at the line.
I thought the foul was on Trotter. Instead, it was on Trey Johnson. It's his fourth. Paradise, who was out, back in, replacing Cord. Free throw good from Felling to make it 82-78. Second free throw, good.
Again, get it to the basket if you're Trotter.
83-78, 1 minute to go as Trotter hits the midcourt line. Trotter stop and go, runs into a defender, and a foul on the floor before he can get airborne for a shot. It'll be free throws, but it'll be the one and bonus. And it's on Zach Martin. Third on Martin. Seventh on the team. And again, this is one and bonus with 56 seconds. Substitution Hauser as the chess game continues. And the Jets now with Trotter at the line. He's one of two in this game. Front end, made it. One more coming. Trotter with 8 of his 20 here in the fourth period. Second free throw to make it a one possession game. It's short, rebounded by Steele, ahead to Hiboff, and he'll push it front court. Hiboff over to Sanders. And Sanders fouled with 47.8 seconds left. So it will be the 64% Sanders at the line trying to build on a four-point lead. Paradise and Cord exchange again. Paradise back in. Johnson will re-enter the game playing with 4. All the Tigers off the free throw lane with Sanders up there in the 1-1. Final one and bonus, Triton will need to shoot, and he makes it. First trip to the line, Sanders with 5 points. Second shot, good.
Sanders converts to
85-79, a two-possession game with 45 seconds. Trotter around a screen, picks up the dribble. Back cut by Thalls. Layup good. Martin challenge. Gave the foul and a three-point opportunity coming for Thalls.
Worst case scenario if you're Triton. Thalls makes this. It's back to a one-possession game.
Paradise and Johnson out. Cord among those back into the game defensively. 41.6 left. And here is Thalls trying to make it a three-point game. Front end free throw, no good. Miller the rebound, back to the rim, and couldn't convert. Hauser bench wants a foul, no call forthcoming. Zach Martin able to pull down the defensive rebound. And Martin fouled this time will be in the double bonus.
Miller's got to go back up and make that shot, even through contact. He did a nice job to get the rebound and then just came up short on the putback.
At the line, number 24, Zach Martin. Two shots, missed the first, and nobody told Hauser still a two-shot opportunity. They were off and running. They'll come back and take the second free throw. ...85-81... Triton Central with a four-point lead, 36.7 left to be played, and Martin trying to increase the Tiger lead with a free throw. And missed the second. Rebound, Miller.
Go.
Trotter into the front court, under the volleyball line, down into the paint. 12-footer good. Will Trotter makes it a one-possession game. Timeout, Hauser, with 28.8.
And still a lot of time left. Now with that make, you don't have to foul right away. If you get it now, if you get Martin the ball, foul him right away. You've got to deny Felling with two guys here. Don't play the out-of-bounds pass. Get two guys on Felling. Absolutely do not let him have the ball. Foul anybody else when it gets to him.
Full timeout called. Triton Central will have to come length of the court. And if you're Hauser, no immediate need to foul here in the early going.
No, you can play it for a minute. Unless, I say now, if Martin gets the ball, you foul him quick.
Agreed.
Yeah. But, yeah, anybody else, you try to work a turnover, play it down maybe 8-10 seconds. And then, keep it out of Felling's hands if you're Hauser.
Martin has exited the game.
Good call there.
Kemper has checked in.
Kemper, a freshman. We'll see what he's got. I would almost treat him just like Martin in this situation.
Limited shots.
Yep.
But he is 9 of 10 from the line this year.
Yeah.
Triton, shooting has not been a problem for the Tigers for the bulk of the year. So Triton ball going length of the court. Tigers lead 85-83. Hauser full court pressure and not guarding Heboff as he throws it in. Long throw. Sanders broke loose. Somebody fell asleep. Layup good. Just a throw over the top, yep. And Sanders walked in for the layup. 87-83. Trotter missed a wide open driving layup. Rebound Triton, and Felling's not going to give up that basketball. He's fouled with 12.7. And Trotter got everything that he wanted.
Yep, but on the previous play, so much attention on Felling, they just forgot the deep option, and Triton Central took advantage of it. And a final from Bloomington, Purdue 48, Indiana 46.
Close, but doesn't seem like it was probably very pretty.
No.
Free throw, Felling, good. Johnson will come back in for Hauser. Mathematically speaking, even with a made free throw here, still a two-possession game. Felling again, got it. Hauser down six with 12.7. Trotter on the right-hand dribble front court. He'll pull up off the dribble and hit a three. Timeout, Hauser. And Will Trotter amending that missed layup a moment ago. But with 8.1 left, Triton's first job is get it in, and then you actually don't have to go anywhere.
No, and I'm setting up the same play and see if Hauser forgets again, because, again, their focus is going to be on Felling. And if I'm Triton, I'm at least seeing if that deep ball's open again.
8.1 remains. Triton Central, an 89-86 lead after the three by Trotter just to the right of the lane. And Waldron head coach Will Stahl seeing enough of the Hauser offense tonight. He knows he's got a job in front of him next Wednesday at Southwestern. Possession arrow, if it should come to that, points to Triton. Both teams under 500. Trying to get some momentum before the postseason comes next week. Triton will have Heboff throw in. And again, less than 10 seconds. Triton doesn't have to clear the half-court line. Heave off to throw it in. David Steele the catch, wrapped up and fouled by Paradise with 6.7. And now, Hauser needs two misses.
Yeah.
David Steele, a 79% free throw shooter. Three dribbles, a spin, and the first free throw is good. Nothing but net. So Triton now up by four with 6.7. Steele connects again. 5-point lead. Trotter will run it up. Crossover right hand to left hand. Take a contested three. Connect again, but Hauser has no timeout. The clock expires. And Triton Central has won a score fest tonight. Triton Central, 91. Hauser, 89 on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Coming up, our post-game report brought to you by Cagney's on Giant FM Sports.
When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Indiana, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard. Always do your best. And if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
McKay Manor is the finest independent living retirement community in Shelby County with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and older. McKay Manor currently has one and two-bedroom studio apartments available. It is pet-friendly. McKay Manor offers five-star dining and a full calendar of creative programs and outings. For more information or to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer seven great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
The team of knowledgeable professionals at Clark Orthodontics know how a beautiful smile can affect your confidence and self-esteem. At Clark Orthodontics, their goal is to provide you with high-quality treatment and give you that terrific smile. Dr. David Clark uses modern treatment techniques to ensure that you get the smile you've always wanted in the most efficient, comfortable way possible. In Shelbyville, visit Clark Orthodontics at 1530 South Miller Street. Call 392-6166 or online at smilebyclarkortho.com and get the smile you've always wanted.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Our post game is brought to you by Cagney's, something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Our final score tonight, we don't get to say a score like this that often, Triton Central 91, Hauser 89. Now, these two teams we knew would give us the pace to get to this kind of number.
Yeah.
But the shooting got us there.
Yeah, the offensive efficiency we'll get into in a second from both teams, just outstanding tonight. And it really wasn't any glaring defensive weakness. I just think both teams played really well offensively.
Take a look at individual scoring for the victorious Triton Central Tigers. Led tonight, his final game on his home floor, Wyatt Felling goes out in style with 42 points.
Yeah, 42 points on 15 of 23 shooting. It doesn't get much better than that when you shoot 23 times and you've got the defensive attention that he has. He to shoot that efficient is just an outstanding effort.
How about the game for David Steele? He puts 24 on the board.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to add up his numbers. He only missed five shots tonight, and his job on the rebounding, on the glass, I thought, especially in the second half, really helped this Triton Central team to a win. Four offensive rebounds for the game, three of them in the second half. And if I remember correctly, at least two of them were put back, and I think he had a three-point play on one of them.
Eric Keboff had 11 tonight. Luke Sanders with 8. Zach Martin, 4. Josh Kemper, a couple of free throws for 2. Playing in the game but not scoring were Jackson Miller and Caleb Anderson. Triton Central, 18 of 23 at the free throw line. For the Hauser Jets, 28 points from Will Trotter. It was Jackson Paradise early.
Yep.
He had 25, and then Will Trotter kept him in it late.
Yeah, Paradise, very efficient tonight. Missed one in the first half, missed one in the second. Trotter kind of took over late, but if Paradise could have kept his night going, I think Hauser might have come out of here with a win, but Triton did a nice job of figuring out that he was had the hot hand and tightened up a little bit on him. But Trotter put up some shots tonight, but he was the main offensive weapon down the stretch and that kept Hauser within a shot here.
Two other men in double figures for the Jets. Sean Miller at 14. Trey Johnson had a dozen. 6 points from Brock Thalls. All of those came in the fourth period. Also in the scoring column, a three for Austin Chambers back in the second quarter. Sam Johnson not available tonight with a concussion for Hauser. Hauser only 9 of 18 at the free throw line. Triton Central led by 1, 23-22 after 8 minutes. Game tied at 44 at the half, still tied at 62 after 3. And Triton Central holds on to beat Hauser 91-89. Triton Central now 9-13, snapping a 3-game losing streak. The Tigers will be at Speedway on Friday night. For the Hauser Jets, now 9-13 on the year. They've dropped back-to-back games against Triton here and Indian Creek on the road on the 16th. They will finish up at home against Rising Sun on Friday night.
Now both teams. We mentioned 55 and 52% in the first half. Hauser 60% in the second. Triton Central 62%. For the game, Hauser 58%, 34 of 59 from the field. You rarely see a game where the other team is right there with them. 34 of 60 for Triton tonight, 58% for the Jets, 57% for Triton. Hauser 9 of 21 behind the arc, 20 rebounds tonight, 3 on the offensive end, 14 assists, and 8 turnovers. For Triton Central, I mentioned 34 of 60 from the field, 57%, 3 of 13 behind the arc, 23%. They did out-rebound Hauser tonight by 6, 26 and 6 offensive for the Tigers, 12 assists and 8 turnovers. Some individual leaders for Hauser in the rebounding column, led tonight by Trey Johnson with 8, Sean Miller with 5, Will Trotter leads the way in the assist column with 4, and for Triton Central, Steele with 7, and I mentioned his 4 offensive rebounds. He leads the way in that column. Sanders, Heboff with 3, Felling with 4. In the assist column, Heboff leads with 7, Steele and Felling each with 2 tonight.
Take a break on the post game, being brought to you by Cagney's. Coming up, a conversation with Triton Central head coach Perry Nash. You're listening to high school basketball on Giant FM Sports.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the 2-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large 2-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a Giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Now's the time to shop Acra Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acra has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality, pre-owned, certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acra Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acra.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Post game brought to you by Cagney's. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Triton Central holds off Hauser tonight 91-89. And we're joined by Tigers head coach Perry Nash and Wyatt Felling. We talked in the pregame and said two teams we know can give us the pace that could get these kind of numbers. Well, then they both shot well enough to get it done. What a game.
We talked about, and I really thought our guys did a great job of pushing the tempo. If we pushed the tempo, we was hoping to neutralize their bigs. And then they shot pretty well, from the three-point line. So, it was the type of game that we wanted, and I was really excited about our guys and their execution.
This guy plays his last game on his home floor. Not a bad way to go out.
Who?
Felling,
was he on the floor?
He did something that I never see anymore that I enjoy. Besides the left-handed layup, which was something else, I'm appreciative of the stop and shoot from the elbow when one defender's back.
Well, and that's exactly it. I mean, Wyatt has worked so hard at his game. I mean, there's a reason why our record board from now on is absolutely filled. I mean, you had 3 more records to him tonight. He becomes TC's all-time leading scorer in a season. He becomes TC's most made three-pointers in a career, and he also becomes TC's most made free throws in a season. He just keeps racking it up, and it's all due to his work ethic. I mean, it is far beyond anything I've ever seen in my life. He works so hard at his game every single day.
You don't get this done tonight, though, without the way David Steele performed.
David stepped up. I'll tell you what, David did a lot of nice things. Nothing was any better than those offensive rebounds he had late, because those are just huge points of the game. And he came ready to play, and that was a great thing. We have kind of a traveling trophy in our locker room, and we give out, and Dave won the game MVP with his work tonight.
If Heboff learns to throw a football like he can sometimes throw a basketball, I'm anxious for fall to come around. He can dish it.
Well, that's exactly it. Eric loves it. I tell you what, anytime we draw up a deep play for a layup or a backdoor for Wyatt, I don't know who gets more excited, Wyatt or Heboff, because he loves to throw it, and Wyatt knows he's going to shoot a layup.
Tell me about Speedway to finish the season.
They're big. They got shooters. I would say they're similar to Hauser in how they're built, but they're more athletic. So it's going to be a game where we're going to have to bring our A game, and it'll be a game where, it'll be their senior night. And it'll be a tough environment, and we're going to have to be ready to play.
Good luck on the west side.
Thank you.
Let's get Wyatt Felling in here. 42 points tonight. on 15 of 23 from the field. And you have the senior night, you meet your parents, you do all the senior night stuff that we know comes with that. Did it distract you at all? It certainly didn't seem to.
No, it didn't really distract me at all. I knew that it was coming eventually, and it's tough that it's here, but nothing really distracted me. I just tried to do the same thing every night, go out there, leave everything on the floor, and then try to do my best to get my team a win.
Is it ever exciting for this team, your team, to get an opponent that you know likes to play at a similar pace, because you kind of know that it's going to get some up and down to it?
Yeah, I'd say our team enjoys that. We really like playing at a fast pace, and every time we get a chance to play somebody that likes doing the same, we definitely get excited about it.
Coach had a stat, and one that caught me off guard. I mentioned the sectional draw, Indianapolis Howe, and he goes, that's a 0.8% chance that could happen for a third consecutive
year. Really?
That's what he said. What did you think about the draw when it came down?
I mean, I was just kind of expecting the same thing to happen like every other year. Basically, the same thing with County besides this year, how we always draw Morristown. We always draw Howe. So I was basically expecting the same thing to happen. It's crazy how it happened another time, though.
Is it sinking in now? Game's over. You're going to be at Speedway. Everything else is on the road no matter what you
right.
do the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's definitely sinking in. I'm just really happy that my last chance to get a win, we pulled it out. And I just really want to thank my teammates. David Steele played a really good game. We wouldn't have won without him. He saved me a couple times when I missed some layups. He grabbed the offensive boards. Luke Sanders played a really good game. And I just got to credit all to our defense. We just did a really good job talking and playing together. So I'm just really happy that I got to get a win on my last game.
Good luck on the road with Speedway and next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wyatt Felling with us. We'll take a timeout. Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, players of the game still to come. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer 7 great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, I know they'll take care of me. It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to Giant.fm and print off the 2-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large 2-topping pizza. And it only costs you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
The team of knowledgeable professionals at Clark Orthodontics know how a beautiful smile can affect your confidence and self-esteem. At Clark Orthodontics, their goal is to provide you with high-quality treatment and give you that terrific smile. Dr. David Clark uses modern treatment techniques to ensure that you get the smile you've always wanted in the most efficient, comfortable way possible. In Shelbyville, visit Clark Orthodontics at 1530 South Miller Street. Call 392-6166 or online at smilebyclarkortho.com and get the smile you've always wanted.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Final score from Triton Central, 91-89. Triton Central holding off Hauser. And time now to name our Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, players of the game. Good government through fiscal responsibility, Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond. And for Hauser, we start with Will Trotter. 28 points.
Well, he opened the game with a three and ended the game with a three. Unfortunately for Hauser, they ran out of time and came up 2 points short, but Will Trotter tonight really just played from the very beginning, an outstanding game. Went cold there for a bit in the first half, but stuck with it and shot very efficiently from the field in the second. 4 rebounds, 4 assists. I thought Trotter did just an outstanding job tonight.
And for the Triton Central Tigers, we're going co-players of the game. What a duo performance by Felling and Steele.
Well, and to hear Felling, you know, mention Steele in his post-game interview here just tells you all you need to know about Wyatt Felling as a person. You know, quick to thank his teammates, to point out his teammates who played well. And I think for Triton Central, they have to be so proud that the guy, the kid's name that's going to be up here for a long time as their leading scorer is a kid like Wyatt Felling. I mean, just an outstanding player, and we've had the honor to cover him and to interview him several times here even lately, and he just always has such great things to say about his teammates. And tonight, 15 of 23 from the field, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 42 points for Felling on senior night. David Steele, like Wyatt said, really bailed him out a few times late, kept him in the lead at times. 7 rebounds tonight, 10 of 15 from the field, a couple of assists, just an all-around great performance by Steele and Felling tonight.
The wrap-up of our regular season includes Thursday night, Shelbyville at Batesville, and we kind of touched on the theme that if it's not for a conference, it's not even a rivalry game. Yeah. Are you just trying to get yourself in the right direction? And that may very well be the case for the Bears on the road Thursday.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I said it earlier. I think it's very important that Shelbyville go down there Thursday night and win that game and head into sectional on a two-game win streak and have just all the confidence they could possibly have as they head down to play a Columbus North team that they've had on the ropes earlier this year, weren't able to finish. And I just think it's very important for Shelbyville if they're going to beat Columbus North. I think it gets started Thursday night by beating Batesville.
And Friday night, it'll be New Pal at home to take on Greenwood. That game on 106.3 FM and realradioonline.com. It was fun here tonight.
Yeah.
Our final, 91-89, Triton Central over Hauser. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. Thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball, Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment.
Johnny in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 11 on Giant FM 96.5 and 106.3.